Yahweh bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Blessed be your holy name. We honor you. Your glory, you would never share with any graven image. You will never share your glory with any man. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you. O Lord, we say you are good. You are great. O Lord, we declare your majesty. We bow before you, Lord. We honor you. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are great, O Lord. You are more than what people say. We honor you. You are the Lord and that is your name. Oh, Father, we bless you for your mercy, for your grace, for your word over us. Oh Lord, we honor you for protection, for provision. You are God and you are God alone. Thank you, oh Lord, for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for this morning. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you. We honor you. We say, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory be to your holy name. And Lord Jesus, we are before you this morning. We ask, O Lord, you will bless us in the name of Jesus. You will speak to us this day that we will receive direction through your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his love over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your life today. Declare over this day that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? Who will come near against me? Behold, they shall wax old like garments, and the moth will eat them up in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare over this day that the Son of Righteousness arise upon me with healing, with favor, and with blessing on its wings for me today in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Any evil weapon that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I frustrate every tokens of the evil one over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare every evil word that is pronounced into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the tokens of the liar, the tokens of the diviners, I frustrated over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare every evil word spoken to this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the Lord open unto me his good treasures in the name of Jesus. I am blessed this day in the name of Jesus. My portion in you this day is delivered unto me in the name of Jesus. My going out is with the grace of God. My coming back is with blessings and testimonies in the name of Jesus. I declare the grace of the Lord is upon me. I declare that I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is with me and I will not be moved. I declare this day that my place no man will take, my glory, my blessing no man can steal in the name of Jesus. I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the Lord cancel every language of infirmity, every language of sickness, every language of disease is canceled over me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel every evil report of men over my life. Every report that is not in accordance to the grace and the mercy of the Lord over me, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Bible says, who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord does not command it? Every word spoken by men that is against the prophecy of God for me, that is against the grace of God for my life, in the name of Jesus, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Oh, you will not stand. Surely they will gather, but their gathering shall be scattered. Surely they will associate themselves together, but their association shall be broken into pieces. Oh, every language of infirmity is cancelled over me. Language of sickness, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, for he has carried my sorrow, he has carried my grief. The chastisement of my peace is upon the Lord Jesus, and by his stripes I am made whole. I stand on the promises of God's grace and I declare that infirmity will not take my time. time, sickness will not take my life in the name of Jesus. For I am established in healing. I am established in the health that the Lord has given to me in the name of Jesus. I speak to my body. I speak to every cell in my body. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak to you again. My bones, my body, everything in my body, receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive the life of Christ in the name of Jesus. I declare my seat is not in the place of death. My seat is not in the corners of sickness and on the sick bed, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, who has made me victorious and who has made me to be more than a conqueror. I conquer sickness, I conquer infirmity in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to stand on the word of the Lord and pray for our brethren that are still on the sick bed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up higher. Lord, we lift you because you are God and you are not a man. And Lord, we stand on your word. This is your word, not our word. And we are sending this word to our brethren that is on the sick bed. Lord, you will renew their strength in the name of Jesus. We cancel every language of infirmity, every language of sickness over you is cancelled in the name of Jesus. It is said of you by the Lord that you will live and you will not die. You will declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. You will live in health, in wealth, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has carried your grief, he has carried your sorrow in the name of Jesus. The chastisement of your peace, the chastisement of your well-being, your living in peace and in health has been placed on the Lord Jesus. And by the stripes that has been laid on him, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I declare that your healing is perfected. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, I told us last week that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue from where we stopped on Friday and on Saturday. Friday, by the grace of the Lord, the woman of God that spoke to us, she spoke to us concerning prophecy, just like we have been doing since Wednesday. And by the grace of God, today we are still going to continue in the strength of what we have been hearing on this word prophecy. I want to encourage you, beloved, these words that by the Spirit of the Lord we've been able to dish out on this issue of prophecy is there. You can go and check it on the YouTube and it's on our website. I beseech you, in the name of the Lord, please go back and listen to it. Understand that the word of the Lord carries its weight of fulfillment, but you must travail in the place of prayer. You must pressurize in the place of obedience. You must nurture the prophecy in the place of studying the word of God to birth the prophecy, to birth the word of the Lord into reality for your life. I believe that this word has been coming out repeatedly since last week because of somebody that will listen to it. There is a prophecy over you. Do not fail yourself. Don't fail God and don't fail your generation. There is a prophecy that has been said concerning you. You have to stand in prayer, in obedience, in the study of the scripture to birth this prophecy into reality. This morning we are going to read from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. We read from this place on Friday, and we are going to pray from the book of Psalm 3 verse 1 and verse 3. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Remember, we read it on Friday as well. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy. Now listen, this is a charge that is coming to you by the Spirit of the Lord, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. That by the word that has been spoken concerning you, you will stand and fight. That you will stand and declare the fulfillment of these promises, of the prophecies that has gone ahead of you, to nurture them through prayer, nurture them through the word of the Lord. Let me read another version. This charge, I am reading New King James Version. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. By them, by the prophecy that has been said concerning you, you will stand and you will walk. I've been saying this since last week, that understand the place of nurturing your prophecy in prayer and giving birth to your prophecy into fulfillment through prayer. Nurture your prophecy in prayer and birth your prophecy into fulfillment by prayer. You nurture the prophecy in prayer. The word has been declared. Then you have to arise and begin to war and pray. Beloved, arise. The prophecy is given. The word has come out. Arise and fight. Don't let your prophecy sink into the space of delay. Arise and war in prayer. Agree with God in nurturing your prophecy through His word and through prayer. Don't allow your prophecy to sink into the space of delay. Do not allow your prophecy to be added to one of those ones that become inactive because the owner of the prophecy is not ready to fight the good fight of faith. Pray, war in prayer, and learn to stay in the place of God's supply. Stay. I want you to listen to this very well. Pray, war in prayer, and learn to stay in the place of God's supply. And listen to His direction. Listen to the direction of God. Listen to what God is directing you to do so that you will be able to walk in line with His promise, to walk in line in His place of fulfillment for you. Stand on the word of the Lord in your prayer. Stay with the word of the Lord as you declare your prophecy into fulfillment. Listen, beloved, God's word does not lack the ability of fulfillment, but your life must be rightly positioned for the fulfillment of your prophecy. Align yourself to the fulfillment of the prophecy. Watch and pray at all times. Stay with the word of the Lord for your prophecy to become a reality. Beloved, understand this, that destinies are attached to your fulfillment. Destiny are attached to the fulfillment of your prophecy. You must not fail. As a matter of fact, it is not an option for you to fail your destiny. It is not an option for you to fail in the fulfillment of your prophecy, because the birth of your prophecy to fulfillment is a blessing to the generations that is attached to it. Beloved, that is why you have to arise and guard your prophecy with all diligence, with all prayer, with all strength and all the might that is in you. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, and I want you to take these few words of prayer, and I'm trusting that the Lord will give us the opportunity to still look into this matter of prophecy tomorrow. You know, I've told us last week that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to really dwell on this. Psalm 3, we are going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Praise God. I want you to declare this word in prayer. Lord, you are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Arise, O God, and lift up my head. In the name of Jesus, you are my glory and the lifter of my head. You are my glory and the fulfillment of my destiny. Lord, lift up my head, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, from the place of your rest and lift me up. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, I declare by your word, I stand on your word, Father, that you would disappoint the tokens of the enemy over my prophecy, over my life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I stand in warfare. Today I stand in warfare. I declare by the word of the Lord that I enforce the fulfillment of my prophecy, in the name of Jesus. I declare the alignment of my life with the fulfillment of God's word for me, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I remove every hindrance. I remove every limitation, in the name of Jesus. I cancel evil words that has been spoken to delay my fulfillment. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I establish the fulfillment of the word of the Lord over my life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my life fall in alignment to the fulfillment of God's word for me, in the name of Jesus. My life, I declare you in alignment with the fulfillment of the prophecies that has been declared over me, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will arise for you and He will fight for you, in the name of Jesus. I declare the alignment, all that your life needs to fulfill destiny, to fulfill your prophecy, they begin to fall into place for you, in the name of Jesus. As you arise today in prayer, the Lord give unto you strength to travail and to birth the fulfillment of His word, to birth the fulfillment of prophecy concerning your life, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I am excited to tell you that it is just 2 days away from the program that we have been announcing. The program is on Thursday, 28th of August. 28th of August this month, this Thursday that we are looking at, and it's going to be at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, Sango Eleyele Road, Ibadan, in Oyo State here. The program is going to be powerful. I want you to pray, plan, and prepare to be part of this program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Dearly beloved, I want to remind you as well of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord is coming. Prepare yourself. Let your light shine unto others. Bring them to the kingdom, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.